Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first segment of our newest podcast from Financial Partners called The Bull Time Investor. Today, we just want to talk a little bit about who we have at the organization, a little bit about what makes us different, talk a little bit about our process, and then what to look for in future episodes. So Financial Partners Incorporated is located in Elkhart, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Chicago, Illinois. My name is Corey Marlowe, and I'm joined here by Scott Hartman and Adam Johnston. Fellas, you guys want to say hello?
Hey. Hello.
Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about your background, and we can get into it.
Sure. So I'm Scott Hartman, married to my wife for about 20 years, Megan Hartman. She's a local celebrity here with Junior Achievement and Lemonade Day.
She is.
Does a lot of good things for the community for sure. We have three boys, Hayden, Griffin, and Rowan. We live here in Bristol, Indiana. We also have a lake house over where I grew up in LaGrange, Indiana. So that's where we spend a lot of the summer. Big Chicago sports fan, Bears and Cubs, a glutton for punishment for sure on that one. Met my wife at Tri-State University, where I got my bachelor's in finance over in Angola, and then worked for a regional bank here in town for the last 13 years, doing what we do here at Financial Partners, just a little bit different, and managing a program with Adam Johnston, who's also right here.
Sure. So Adam Johnston, I've been married to Josie Johnston again for about 20 years. We've got two children, Christopher and Natalia. Natalia has been keeping us busy with her competitive dance here the last several weeks. So just been chasing around the Midwest for her. Been a lot of fun. Baseball and football for Christopher. So running around with the kiddos. I have been in the financial services industry for about 20 years. Last 13 was at the regional bank Scott referenced. He and I were co-program managers together. That's where we met and led to the transition to Financial Partners. I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana, so expansion for the team into Fort Wayne is my fault. but native of Fort Wayne, born and raised. Yeah, so happy to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, again, my name is Corey Marlowe. Married to Brittany Marlowe, two kids, Foster and Lakely. We live just north of the Indiana border on a small lake called Shavehead Lake. Just like these guys, about 20 years in the business. I did my undergraduate work at Valparaiso University, not too far down the road from where we're doing our podcast today. Got my MBA from Northern Illinois University and moved from the Chicagoland area over this direction to start our practice back, 2008-ish, 9-ish, not a great time to transition to financial planning services practice, but been independent with Financial Partners since 2015. Myself and my partner, Melvin Jacobson, who's a local legend here in Elkhart,
Mel's slowly
transitioning away from the business. And yeah, Scott and Adam just joined our firm almost a year now, right?
Almost a year.
This coming June. So that's just a quick introduction of who we are, and we just want to spend a few minutes about talking about what makes us different. So I think most importantly, I mean, you could kind of talk to your blue in the face in regards to this industry, and, you know, everybody has the same ways to invest money, you know, more or less. But I think really the two key things that we can hone on that make us different, I would say, are the people that we have
at
our firm, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And our process. And I think over the years, obviously, with a bunch of industry experience, and especially since joining forces together about a year ago, we've kind of had a brain trust together and been able to kind of rehone our process and dial in exactly what we want to do and how we want to provide our services to our clients. And so you guys want to kind of get into a little bit about, you know, what our process is and kind of what it looks like. And then we can kind of go build off of that in future episodes, I think would be
for sure.
Be good.
Yeah. So there's really five main steps to the process that we're going to take with each and every client that we do business with. So I think the first and most important part is we've got to learn your goals, right? We've got to learn where you're currently at. We've got to learn where you're trying to get to and really learn your why for finances. I think the one problem is a lot of people approach finances with just a boilerplate, right? It's, well, this is going to work for everybody. But everybody's goals for what they want their money to do for them is different. right? So we've got to figure out why money is important to you, what you're trying to achieve. Then we need to build around that, right? So we got to analyze that current financial situation as well, right? So see where you're at currently. How much risk are you currently taking? We need to do a risk assessment.
For right? sure.
Are you taking the appropriate amount of risk? Are you not taking the appropriate amount of risk? Is there something that we can change there to help you before we even look at any specific investments?
Yeah, I think why that's important too, just to piggyback off of that risk conversation, is a lot of people, when they come to us, don't really, they think they have an understanding of risk, but until they kind of see it and do kind of an intrinsic, you know, deep dive internally and get a better assessment for it, they sometimes come to us like, wow, you know, like maybe my portfolio is a bit risky, or wow, maybe I don't have, you know, enough equities or whatever it is in my portfolio as far as asset allocation goes. So yeah, that's super important. And that's kind of one of the things that we hone on specifically before we kind of onboard a client. So
yeah, I think one of the big problems is most people's risk tool that they've used, it's asked them like 5 or 6 questions.
Yeah.
And it says, oh yeah, you know, you could take 10% risk. Sure. But they never put dollars and cents with it. Right. So everyone's willing to take the risk till the market corrects.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, I didn't know.
Well, and
they want this much movement.
And a lot of times I think, I don't know what you guys see, but it's, they're looking at just one asset class, right? My 401k 100%. Or my Roth IRA or my brokerage account or whatever it is. And they're not taking a step back holistically and kind of looking at the bigger picture, right?
That's right.
I think that's really important. So,
and we have a couple of really good software programs that we can use that help kind of analyze the situation, and also with the risk tolerance that I don't think a lot of people in industry are using, especially locally, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and we'll kind of touch on that in further episodes and kind of take a deeper dive on how we do that for our clients, for sure. So, step three, you want to kind of keep going through our plan here?
Yeah, once we kind of look at where you're, you know, what your goals are, analyze your current situation, is then we're going to develop the plan, right? So then we're going to take everything that you've given to us, and we're going to start building out the plan for you, right? And it's, again, going back to what Corey said, it's going to be a holistic plan, right? We don't want to just look at 401k assets. We want to look at, you know, your liquid money, your live on money, you know, your long-term leave on funds. You know, we want to hit every aspect of that money as we're building that plan out. So we're going to have your short-term cash reserves. We're going to have that intermediate term money. If there's specific goals that we're looking to do, we're going to make sure that the projections that we build and the goals, the plan that we build out, is going to hit on those different goals, whether they be short or long-term. And obviously look at income needs as we move towards retirement as well.
Yeah, I think too, once the plan is developed, I think one of the most important things, and I think it's for the common investor, you know, you'll get a financial plan from someone, or, you know, you'll do some, you know, data input, and it'll kind of kick out kind of an asset allocation for you guys. But I think what's most important is, I mean, things change in our lives, right? I mean, we get older, 100%. We have kids, you know, things happen with our family, medically, you may come into an inheritance. And I think what's really important is kind of checking in, right? And touching base and revisiting that plan at every review, sitting down and then taking a deeper dive and kind of recorrecting it, or, you know, moving out of kind of what we know, and obviously trying to control the controllables. Right.
Right. And I think too, the plan can only be as good as the information that we get from the customer.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're coming in and we're analyzing your current plan, and we're looking at what your goals are, we need openness and transparency. Right. So we can't predict what you're trying to do with your money.
Right.
Right. We can't predict what your goals are for your family for the near term, for, hey, I've got a daughter, I want to provide for a wedding, or I want to provide college education. You know, we can't predict what's important to you. Some people that doesn't matter to, right? There's certain clients say, hey, I want to spend every penny I have before I die.
Absolutely.
Right? We need to know what these goals are.
For sure. And those are those form goals, right? Which correct. Is your, you know, family, occupation, recreation, and then money, you know, so really money maybe isn't the absolute most important thing, you know, to a lot of these people. It might be family or all the recreational things you like to do, those kind of
work
things.
Work-life balance, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so then obviously, you know, once the plan kind of is established, and then it comes down to implementation, right? I mean,
right.
Can bring ideas to the table, but in order for them to work, we have to implement. So a bit of background with financial partners. We work with a broker-dealer by the name of LPL Financial. LPL, based out of San Diego, California, one of the largest broker-dealers in the US, especially for independent financial advisors. They're basically in the background for us. You know, they help us with compliance. They bring trading platforms to the table. And they kind of allow us to do our business on a day-to-day basis, but, you know, kind of in the background. So, yeah, once the plan has been developed, obviously, then it comes to implementation. That's kind of when we lean on each other for ideas in regards to investment strategies, right? Are we looking at, how are we looking at the different buckets of money, like Adam alluded to? You kind of want to go into that a little bit about implementation and kind of what the investment process looks like?
Yeah, so again, it's going to be looking at those goals, whether they be short-term, intermediate-term, long-term. It's a matter of, okay, with our shorter-term money, we're probably not going to take as much risk with those dollars, right? Those dollars, we need to keep more liquid, ready for those cash reserves. The intermediate-term money, we might be able to take a little bit more risk with, and we might need to leave it more conservative just based upon when that dollar will be needed. If we know in 3 years, we're going to need a minimum of an X amount of dollars, then our plan needs to be built around. So whatever product we use, whether it be a fixed income portfolio or a managed equity portfolio, whatever it may be, we need to make sure that those dollars will be there and be available when the need is there. And then obviously our longer term money, we can take a more broad approach and be a little bit more aggressive with those dollars based upon the client's risk tolerance as well. And just how are we going to allocate those dollars?
I think what Corey hit on too is like, we're a team. So, as we're making those decisions with clients, you're also getting input from a couple of us other guys too,
for sure.
That have done this for a long time, you know, and I think that's a big advantage too, is that we have, all of us to kind of lean on, and help, help make those important decisions as far as investment wise and all those kind of things.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I think too, because the obviously industry is ever changing, and I would argue for the better, just from an endpoint user kind of solution, right?
Yep.
Whereas it used to be, as Adam said, you know, short-term money, we've got this portfolio, intermediate, this portfolio, long-term, this portfolio. Well, we might have 4 to 5 different strategies, you know, in each one of those different, you know, kind of allocations. To do different things, right? Zig when the market zags, or downside protection, or full on equity growth, or you know, whatever it is. And it's different for every household. And that's why I think why the financial plan is so important.
And again, going back to LPL, I mean, that's a great part about working with a large institution, is we have literally hundreds of different, not only asset managers, but then types of investments that we can choose from. I think thousands would be
it's a lot of times, for sure.
So we can find, you know, if someone has a niche that they want to invest in, we can really drill down and find the right investment for any client that we bring on.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then once the plan is implemented, obviously, you know, the review and optimization is the last part of the formula, right?
For sure. Yeah. And I think that's probably just as important as any of them, like you said, because your lives are always changing, all those kind of things. So you're just constantly meeting with those clients and making sure that we're still doing the right thing for them, that hasn't, changed through life changes or market changes or, you know, whatever that looks like, for sure.
Yeah. I think the old adage of sit it and forget it obviously is good at times, but sometimes it can burn you, right? If you're, you know, something happens in your life that changes, whether it be income or inheritance or anything like that. So we think it's very important to obviously check in on that. And
yeah, I think it's definitely important to have purposeful reviews with our clients at least a couple times a year. And by all means, if something changes, you know, life happens, right? So if you're throwing a curveball in between one of the meetings that we're having scheduled, right? Yeah,
the market happens and politics happen, and the way that we manage money could potentially shift or change depending on what sort of market cycle we're in, or, you know, what's happening in the geopolitical landscape. I mean, there's a lot of overarching factors and kind of black swans, so to speak, that we can't control, right?
Yep.
A lot out there.
Yeah. But we're always available to our clients, right? So don't just count on, oh, these 2 or 3 days a year where we're scheduled to meet, that's when we need to talk. No, call us, right? Something's happening in your life. If you're worried about something, call us. And going back to what Corey said, if there's a geopolitical issue that we think is going to change the way in which our portfolios are aligned, we're going to call you. We're going to say, hey, we need to make these changes, and here's why.
So those are the 5 steps of what we coin the bull time formula. So it's 1, again, learning your goals. 2, analyzing your current financial situation. Three, then we develop the plan. Number four, then we implement. And number five, then obviously review and optimize. So we wanted to touch a little bit about, you know, the background, our personal backgrounds and bios, and just spend maybe 1 or 2 minutes quickly as an outro and an outlook for future episodes. So we're really looking forward to bringing this out. This is more of kind of a passion project for the three of us, I would say.
Correct.
And also education for our clients and potential prospects that want to engage with financial partners. Super excited. We've got a lot of topical stuff coming out, from innovative software to alternative investment strategies. We've got an awesome lineup of guests that are itching and chomping at the bit to come on and join us.
For sure.
And so, yeah, we're ready to get this thing rocking.
Yeah. So over the next several episodes, we're going to introduce you to some of these software pieces and some of these things that we're excited about, right? So give you more of an in-depth and what those different pieces are going to do for us, but also do for you as our clients.
Totally. And also touch on just financial basics and things like that. So it's going to be a wide variety of topics, selfishly probably things that we want to cover, but also I think that from an education standpoint are important for the consumer and hopefully for the podcast listener and our audience. So looking forward to get this thing rolling.
Very excited. For sure.
Yeah. Until next time, we'll see you guys soon.
Yep. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.